Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 59.
I want to thank you for listening in and or tuning in to Table Talk. And as you can see on your screen there, you can listen to the audio or visual. And so you can see it, listen to it, and pass on the place where you found it, right here, and say, I found Table Talk, and I can watch it or listen to it, and you can pass it on to your friends and say, you know, you can do it too. Whether it goes to SMI website or whether it goes just finding myself by my name, and it can happen. And I've got good news. The purveyor of good news is what I want to be. And I pray that today's lesson is the same. Talking about the peace of God. Boy, we live in troubled times. You don't have to be a genius to figure that one out. And so just go to the newspaper. And what are the headlines? Is it anything good? More likely not. And so everything, they talk about everything bad. This is bad. No budget. Bridge went out. Kid got hit on a bicycle. And the school systems, the police, I mean, the firemen, the federal government, the state, I mean, everything you could make mention of in our world and around the world is not good. And they call that, well, the news of the day. Oh, I'd rather not. I'd rather not, but I would rather hear about God. What is God able to do? Listen to this. And Isaiah 26, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 12, it says, Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you also has worked all of our works in us. If he can save you, if he can heal you, if he can answer any kind of prayer at all, you can have the mantle of peace on you. And I'm not saying that you have peace to the point where you neglect the important issues in life. No, not at all. What did Jesus do going into the temple? With the peace of God on him when he kicked out the money changers? I would say so. Because he was doing a godly thing, not an evil thing. And he went into the temple, and then even close to the courtyard of where the Holy of Holies and where all the worship and the praise and the sacrifices were going on, there they were yelling and shouting, hey, you need to change your money, and I give you the best deal on doves today, you know, who wants a bullock? And I mean, on and on it went. I mean, what a tragedy that was. They forgot that holy is the name of the Lord, name of the Lord God. And so with righteous indignation, the Prince of Peace had a homemade little whip and wham, wham, threw over the table and said, get out of here. My house should be called the house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. Wow, what an indictment. But was Jesus a man of peace? Oh, yeah. But he had to clean house first. He had to clean house first. And that's when the peace of God. Then the Bible says, after that occurred, then the lame, then the halt, then those that needed prayer, needed miracle, they came to him for the healing that he was able to give to them. All right, Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 12, the Bible says, all right, for you will go out with joy and be led forward with peace. Wow, I've got peace like a river. You know, there's a whole lot of songs having to do about peace, love, joy. But in the middle of a storm, you can still whistle. Things look bad. Things don't look good to the natural eye. And there might be something looming just over your shoulder. But hey, wait a minute. There is joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And so I have joy in the Word of God. I have the peace of God on me. And regardless of what it is I'm going through right now, I still have a song to sing. I still have a praise to God on my lips because I know that God is in control and He has me in the hollow of His hand. That's the peace that you can live in all the days of your life. And that verse says, and you shall go out with joy and be led with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth, bringing you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Whew. On the property that we have here at our headquarters, and we're located in South Bend, and our feeding program is called Feeding the Nations. Our church is Christ Chapel. But in our grounds, we have lots of trees. And sometimes everything's still and quiet. Other times with a bit of wind, oh, there's a rustling of the wind. There's a rustling of the leaves. And at certain times of the year, you know what I'm talking about, being the fall, oh, man, it gets so pretty. It is God at his best. I mean, the colors are booming and bursting forth and saying, wow, yes, even the elements are applauding God and saying, thank you, Lord, for our existence and giving all that we have need of to bring forth a beauty into our world. And so even with all of that stuff that's going on in our world, that the mountains, the hills, they break forth before you in singing, and the trees of the field that we have, they clap their hands. So on nice days, in other words, when it's not snowing, I'll go outside and I'll walk outside around those trees and in the fields, and I'll sing and I'll praise and I'll raise my hands, get into the presence of God, because the trees are helping me to have the peace of God through the praise of God. In Psalms 37 and verse 37, the word says this: mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Wow. Now, who's a perfect man? There is no such thing, because with human nature, we have frailties. But it is the fragile man, the frail man, that'll go to God and say, God, you know me from my inside out, from my outside in. You just know me. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know my actions before I do something. God, you know. But because of that, I give myself wholly or completely to you. And in doing so, I believe that you take care of my body, my soul, and my spirit. What is that? Oh, my goodness. That's another month of lessons, believe me. But your body is your physical body, obviously. And so we say, oh, God, this is the thing you gave me to carry my spirit around all of my earth days. So take care of it, Lord Jesus. I'm believing you for miracles every single day and the healing power of God to strengthen me to carry out the mission, the thing that you put me on, the road that you want me to travel down. And so you do it. Are we perfect in our flesh? No, but we can be attuned to the Spirit of God to hear what he has to say. So that was the body. What is the soul? Well, my father had a great teaching on it, Dr. Lester Sumrall. He said, your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will. Give your mind, your emotions, and your will over to him, and that'll bring you to the place called peace. And then your soul, mind, spirit, so your body, your soul, your spirit. What is the spirit? Your God connection. Your God connection. Let that be on the throne of your life, and you won't have issues. You won't have problems. They won't even be a temptation to you. And so what happens with man's out of kilter? What if your flesh wants to be king? You're in trouble. What if your soul wants to be king? Your mind, your emotions, and your will. Boy, you're still in trouble. So it has to be on the throne of your life. Your spirit, connecting with the Spirit of God, that brings you into perfect peace that the world does not comprehend, does not understand. They want to know, how do you get there and what's it going to cost me? Well, it's going to cost you that God, small g, called self. You get rid of self, get rid of your ego, get rid of who you think you are, but know who God is, and you can be that person of peace. For some of you, it'll take a miracle, but that's what God does best, does miracles. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.